This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Vice, best known for its streaming digital content, is launching a new cable TV channel today, a channel, old school, designed to be watched on TV through a cable or satellite plan. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Viceland takes over A&E's Channel H2 today. H2 was an underperforming spinoff of the History Channel. Viceland will roll out shows with names like Gaycation, Weedekit, and at least a couple Common Decency Prevents Me from saying on the radio. Brian Lowry is the TV critic at Variety.
It looks like current TV on steroids.
Think edgy, jumpy, documentary-style programming. But will Vice's millennial audience watch cable television the old-fashioned way? Richard Greenfield is a media analyst at BTIG.
In the scheme of Vice, it's a small bet.
Vice didn't spend millions to buy a channel. It's not building it from scratch, scrambling for subscribers.
This is a media company, A&E, saying, here's a channel, let's rebrand it, we'll split it with you, and let's build this together.
Around 75% of millennial households have cable. A big source of ad revenue if Viceland can pull them in. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.